Chief Clerk, call a roll.
Roll call for Friday, February 17th. Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader. Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Nutting.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Excused.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
President Anderson.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer by Father Cronkleton.
Let us pray. Lord God, as the first week of this session draws to a close, we give thanks to you that it is Friday, TGIF. Help us to work effectively and fleetly today. Give us discerning hearts full of wisdom as we face the last day of introducing legislation, and as we debate, amend, and vote on the matters before us. May the day and the work pass quickly. We ask in a special way that you be with those who have suffered losses this week, especially Senators Ross and Scott. Grant them and all their loved ones comfort and consolation. Give us a restful weekend, and let us be rejuvenated for work, the work before us in the next week. For those of us on the road, grant us safe journeys. All this we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, I want to thank you for your help through a particularly troubling and difficult week. We appreciate that. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 16th, 2012, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Nutting, Chairman.
Any objections? Seeing none, that report has been adopted. Doctor for the day. Familiar face, Dr. Eric Weddle. And Doctor, welcome. Dr. Weddle is from Cheyenne. Nurse of the day is Lori Clark and Barb Bailey. Thank you. And those ladies come to us from the Cheyenne Regional Medical Center. On this day in history, in 1890, the New York Herald reported favorably on Wyoming's drive for statehood. Might be the only favorable report we'll get out of New York. On this day in U.S. history, in 1938, the first color TV was demonstrated at Dominion Theater in London, 1938. There were some requests earlier for the possibility of a privilege of the floor. This would be a good time. Yes, sir, Senator Driscoll.
I would, with great pride, like to introduce the Wyoming State 4-H leadership team, led by Warren Crawford, Robin Schramber, Lindsay Maniz, Coulter Otwell from Crook County, Grant Lindblom from Campbell County, McKenna Brinton of Teton County, Olivia Royable of Carbon County, Jace Musfelt from Niobrara County, Thomas Schaffer from Sublette County. 4-H are the greatest leaders in the world. We'd look to see them down here. Please welcome them.
Well, welcome, students, and from our conversation earlier, you know of our expectation to secure our investment that we're putting into you. So, welcome. Are there any other... Senator Nicholas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the privilege of the floor.
You may.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Friday the 17th, and we're rolling. The budget's going to start on the 21st. That's next Tuesday. So Tuesday and Wednesday, the 21st and the 22nd, will be the 2 days that will explain the budget. You recall on first reading there we're generally simply doing explanations and corrective amendments just to get the budget teed up. Second reading, then, is on Thursday, the 23rd. So that means if you want to get your amendments, remember you need to get them to the staff, budget amendments, the day before 5 o'clock, so they have time to prepare it. So really when you come in on Monday, you got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to think about your second reading amendments. And then we're going to have third reading on the Monday the 1st. Now, traditionally, we try not to hold the weekend in between second and third reading, but it doesn't make any difference because here's the catch. And the catch is, remember, you have to have your amendments in by Friday at 5. Friday at 5 of next week, you've got to have your third reading amendments in by then under the rules. And here's the second catch. That's the last day for Committee of the Whole, so some of you will be paying attention to other things. So it'll be a busy day. Friday's a busy day, last day for Committee of the Whole, and it's getting your amendments for third reading in before 5 before you leave for the weekend. So there's really not a weekend before because your amendments have to be in before. So once again, just summary. Budget explanations will be Tuesday the 21st and Wednesday the 22nd. You need to have your second reading amendments in by 5 on the 22nd. We'll do second reading on the 23rd. There's the dead day, that dead in between second and third, and it's going to be Friday the 24th. Friday the 24th is also the last day for Committee of the Whole. That's crossover day. And you have to have all your amendments in by the 24th for final reading on the budget bill for the 3rd. We've split out two bills from the budget bill. So and historically, we've had the abandoned mine land funding inside the budget bill. And we've also had the school capital construction finance portion of the bill in the budget bills. At the recommendation of staff, we've actually split it into three bills, so we'll be moving to introduce the school capital construction bill today. And we're going to try to get it up as out of into JAC quickly, get it back out quickly here so we can get those crossed over and get those two bills along with the budget to the governor in time to make sure that if there are any vetoes, we can get them back. So we'll be moving through the school capital construction Senate file quickly, getting it up. The abandoned mine lands funds, which has a bunch of one-time funding, a lot of funding for the Minerals Committee, some of their interim projects, it's starting on the House. It will come here. So those two bills will be crossing each other, so there are a total of three JAC funding bills. The general appropriations, the school cap construction building bill, and the AML bill, those are the three you'll be watching for. Mr. President, if there are no questions, that sort of tees everything up.
I'm going to call on Senator Schiffer, and then we'll go to Senator Burns. Go ahead, Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, a couple questions. In terms of, and I'll just use the example, AML funds, is there a process where we can draw AML funds in to fund a program that's in the general appropriations bill? And if so, when do we do that? How do we do that? What's the mechanics involved there? And the second question, in terms of first reading on the budget, as I read the rules, amendments are in order. We have always discouraged them, but there is nothing actually in the rules that prevents a committee of the whole amendment, and I need some clarification on that.
Senator Burns, you, and Senator Coe, go, let's do these questions and then have Senator Nicholas just raise one time. I'm going to call on Senator Coe, and then I'll come back to you, Senator Burns.
Yeah, Mr. President, just a question on budget bills. Now, we're going to vote on introduction on the school capital construction bill today. My understanding of what that bill has in it, I think that is a budget bill. So do we have to have a two-thirds vote on introduction of school CapCon today to have it make introduction?
Senator Burns, would you like to ask your question?
Privilege of the floor, so I'll hold off.
Okay, let's sort this out, and then we'll come back to you. Are there any questions? Further question of Senator Nicholas. We're a little out of the normal process, but this is necessary. Go ahead, Senator Nicholas. Do you want to speak to that? Senator Bebout, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I guess the same question on the two-thirds for introduction for CapCon would apply to AML funds as well.
Okay. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr.
I'm having trouble getting your mic to come. There it goes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I think the comments are all absolutely correct. With respect to the, let me go through the issues. On the first reading, Senator Nicholas is absolutely right. I think that this is discouraged, but and frankly, as we get along in these processes, I just don't do the things that are with respect to the great question, with respect to the not having the AML funding in the budget bill so that if you wanted to swap out programs, I'd rather take this general fund and swap it out for one time AML. We discussed that. Here's the dilemma that staff presented to it.
Just so you'll understand why we made the decision. The Constitution provides that the general appropriations bill will contain nothing but the funding for the operations of government. The AML bill, because you're going to see it's about 8 to 9 pages, because we have to go back and look at old appropriations because some things were changed, some things were modified, we've got the capacity for UW to swap out. The swap means that if UW, for example, if we appropriate them $15 million for a match program for a facility, it may be easier for them to go to apply for AMLs for just running the college so that they can pull that money down quickly. Then they take that money and set it aside in another account for the matching. And we've actually done that in one of the matches where we're kind of encouraging them to go ahead and do an application for some other university purpose that you know you're going to generally expend it. They pull the money down. In fact, in one instance, they're going to return that money to the treasurer's office for a match. So that a couple things are happening. We're now, this bill has gotten complicated that we're reaching outside of the 2-year period of the budget. And a lot of the appropriations will go well beyond the 2 years of the budget. So our constitutional experts said, hey, you guys are pushing the limit here. We would prefer that you split open the bills. Now, when they do that, my read of them is they require 2/3 introduction on both sides. My assumption is it's doesn't make a difference. As we go forward, and for the some of the old guard here, they will remember that there was a time where we had 4 or 5 appropriation bills that would move through. And during this interim, I think we're going to have a discussion, Mr. President, about whether or not if we're going to split these bills in together, do we want to do multiple mirror bills so that you've got them at the same time so you can do swaps more easily? How are we going to do that? Or do we want to have or revisit all of the issues? And we even talked about taking the AMLs and splitting it out so you have one AML bill that would have all the swap language, all the the pick up and sweep language from pulling everything together and then just put straight up AML for four or five projects so you could do the swap. And we were discouraged from doing that. And there was no easy, good answer. So if you want to do a swap, we'll try to get the AML bill over here as quickly as possible. And maybe the best thing we could do is try to get it up on the floor on the same day that we do third reading. But I'm not even sure if we'll get it up that fast. But that's something that we're trying to get those bills, school, CAPCON, and AML moving as quickly as possible. What I will do is make an effort to see if we can't get the AML bill over here quickly and maybe see if we can't get it up for first reading on our third reading day. But I understand the concern. I share it. I don't have a good answer to it.
Thank you, Senator Nicholson. Senator Bebout, before we get up and get too involved in this conversation, all three, Senator Coe, Senator Bebout, and Senator Schiffer, have raised, I think, interesting issues in a kind of a new, first thing is I think I personally would like to go back and look at Joint Rule 14-1 in regard to the budget. We need to make a careful review of that. And we can do that over the weekend. And those of you who have asked questions, I'd beg some of your opinions after having researched that, perhaps with Rules Committee and perhaps with the discussion with the Joint Appropriations Committee. We'll examine this thing very carefully. And I don't mean to propose any kind of predetermined notion, but if a change in rule is in order to accomplish this, what we think is correct, I'm not going to try to impose this on anyone, we'll do all those options and we'll come back and know exactly where we're at before we move forward. So with that, I'm going to go Senator Scott and then I'll go back Senator Cole. Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, on the question of amendments in committee in the whole, yes, we can do them. It has long been the practice in the Senate not to do them. I remember one year we did, and the majority leader, who I believe that year was April Bremer Kuntz, promptly then moved to change the rules or suspend the rules and allow roll call votes on those amendments in committee of the whole so that we preserve that part of our procedure. I forget why it was we were doing amendments in committee of the whole, but that motion carried, and that's how we did it that year. I would urge us to avoid committee of the whole amendments other than if the JAC finds some technical errors, and we have traditionally dealt with those as committee of the whole amendments. That gets things in good form so that our second reading amendments will all track. Those make sense. But I would urge us to otherwise avoid those committee of the whole amendments. And if somebody brings one, I think the simplest matter thing to do is simply vote it down, regardless of the merits of it, have them bring it back on second reading.
Thank you, Senator Scott. I'm going to call on Senator Coe. And I think that if it's a question, we'll allow Senator Nichols to answer. If it's a comment, that'll probably be we need to move on. So go ahead, Senator Coe.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'm not trying to extend this debate very long here, but we do have
I'm going to call on Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, to that point, Article 3, Section 6 of the Constitution says, during the budget session, no bills except the budget bill may be introduced unless placed on call by a two-thirds vote of either House. And we, of course, have changed the Constitution to allow for the redistricting bill specifically to be introduced. So I would definitely say that it requires a two-thirds vote, Mr. President, in this budget year.
And Senator Carr, I just say it would be within your option to ask for a Rules Committee meeting, too, but that's up to you. That's your option. Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Just one last thing, Mr. President. I don't think it's out of order for you on a budget bill to go in and capture AML funds during that budget procedure. What I don't understand is if you should be successful, how you reconcile that against the bill that's coming through. And I certainly think you can do that in a second or third reading amendment, capture those funds however you want to from AML to put in the budget bill. Since it's a revenue stream that comes to the state, how you reconcile it has been my concern.
Okay, one more comment or question from Senator Cohen. I appreciate your urgency in regard to...
Well, and Mr. President, I guess I'm really concerned about this because this is the only shot we have at the school Capcon projects right here. So we're going to vote on second bill up on introduction. With that, I would call for a meeting of the Rules Committee to define whether or not this is going to take a two-thirds vote or just majority.
And I will call for that meeting in a moment. I want to make sure we get everything out on the floor before we call for a meeting for the Rules Committee. With that, Senate will be at ease while the Rules Committee meets in my office, and I ask that all interested parties come to that meeting. So with that, we'll be at ease until the sound of the gavel. Then we'll come back to order. In regard to Senator Coe's request that the Rules Committee meet in regard to how we handle Senate File 105 school capital construction and whether or not that that's an appropriate bill to be on today's list of bills to be introduced, and whether or not that in a budget environment that this bill should be have to meet the two-thirds majority test in order to be introduced, the Rules Committee, that the bill is appropriate and it will remain on the list for introduction and go by the rules. With that, there are other issues that have been raised today's conversation in regard to the budget and how those things would be disposed of. We are going to continue our conversation after the weekend in regard to other bills in the budget or that have been taken out of the budget, and that conversation has continued. But where we're at today is in regard to 105, and we're going to move forward. Thank you. I think that what we've done was appropriate. I think the time was taken was necessary. With that, we're going to move on. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I have privilege to report, please.
You may. Senator Nicholas, did you have a final comment?
Yes, I do, and I apologize. I got a message on my desk from our staff, who are the real experts on our rules, and it's not us. And the staff reminds me that Joint Rule 14-1M on your rules, it's page 71, M-1, it says, it shall be out of order to propose an amendment to a mere budget bill during committee of the whole consideration in the first house. And I thank you.
And I appreciate that, and I think that was an earlier reference that we made.
Yes, joint rule. The House, that's right. It's not the Senate.
Senator Rothfuss, are you ready to take us in a different direction?
Yeah, a very different direction, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would just like to welcome a delegation that came all the way over the mountain to be here with us today from Laramie. It includes our Mayor Scott Molnar, Councilman Klaus Hansen, Councilman Roger McKinley, Councilman Eric Molvar, and our former Mayor Jody Guerin. I'd like us all to welcome them and give them a nice Senate round of applause. Thank you.
Thank you. And welcome. Other request. With that, I think then we're going to move to the introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Senate File 91, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File Number 91, sponsored by Senator Scott, Healthy Frontiers Continuation 2, and Act Relating to Healthy Frontiers Health Care Reform Demonstration Project.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of the Senate File 91, the Healthy Frontiers Continuation. As you may recall, the Healthy Frontiers is the pilot project where we're looking for a better and cheaper way of providing health care. It has the potential for giving rise to some Medicaid 1115 waivers, which could save us a good deal of money in the Medicaid program. And you're going to hear a lot about the Medicaid program in this budget session because it's becoming such a large portion of our budget. What we did was we discovered that with the conservative limit that the uninsurable pool board that governs this put on the enrollment in the pilot project in the first year, and the relatively slow ramp up of the enrollment at the very start, something that's since been cured. We have enough money in the existing appropriations to carry this project forward appropriately for the next year. If we change the date where those appropriations expire and revert, and that's what this bill does, it doesn't appropriate any new money. It asks to have the project continued with the change in the date in the existing appropriation. The other thing the bill does is change some evaluation dates that won't be appropriate with the new dates. So that's what the bill does. It precludes us from having to ask for new money. So I would urge the Senate to introduce the bill.
Thank you, Senator Scott. Senate File 91. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
No.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 91, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 10, Health Labor. Senate File 105, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File Number 105, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, School Capital Construction, an act relating to school facility projects.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 105 under the Senate rules allowing for introduction during a budget session. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the school capital construction budget. It provides for the entire CapCon project for the capital construction projects for the interim. This is part of the discussion we previously had. Historically, this would have been a Section 300 budget amendment, and as you can see, it would have been a 24-page Section 300 budget amendment, and for a variety of reasons, the recommendations was to begin to split it out. It's a very important bill. I urge your support. In general, what we did is followed the our Select Committee on School Facilities recommendation to tee up a list of about 10 major big capital construction projects. In order to spread out the construction cost of those, we're recommending that we fund in the first year of the biennium half of the projects, and with a commitment to come back and fund the second half next year. The bill provides that all of those projects will remain in priority, so that even after we leave the session, if the school facilities commission and staff change their rules and regulations and change the prioritization, at least these projects are teed up to go forward. They're in the pipeline, so to speak. There is a provision that we'll be discussing about what size do you build our facilities to, and we're recommending that the Facilities Commission design and build these facilities to an occupancy of 5 years after construction. It's easier to say it's easy to articulate. It has some issues with respect to how do you do that for communities that are growing up, communities that may be knowing that their populations are going down. Those are things that we'll be discussing over the course of the next few days. But it also has acquisition money for site acquisition. It has money for full design, money for planning, and finally, as I described, construction dollars. I urge you to vote yes put it into committee and onto the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Regarding Senate File 105, Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 105, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 106, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 106, sponsored by Senator Dockstader, Transfer of State Lands, an Act Relating to State Lands.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Senate rule, I move Senate File 106 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, you'll recall this past session we passed through legislation that was signed and approved. This was a transfer of state lands in the National Parks area to the U.S. Department of Interior. The specific parcels are noted in the bill. Nothing has changed there. The question was, and still is, will we be paid? The main funding source is in great question at this time, and probably will be for some time. The credit card is maxed, the checkbook is overdrawn. So with that question in mind, we offer an alternative. The alternative for payment comes with a percentage of federal mineral royalties from biogenic gases, or the land for the federal unmineable coal in the state. And I've already heard some great solutions to that as well. Proceeds will be deposited in the common school account. This does not stop the Department of Interior from making a payment, but it does give us the option if there is a default. This proposal would still have to go through all of the appropriate channels, such as SLIB, and most importantly, would need to go through the public hearing process. Members of the body, let's start the process now by referring Senate File 106 to committee. I ask for your favorable approval.
Thanks, Senator. In regard to Senate File 106, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings. Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
Senate File 106, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 104, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 104, sponsored by Senator Hastert, Front License Plates, and Act Relating to License Plates.
Go ahead, Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I make a motion for Senate File 104 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, I know we've talked about front license plates in the past and kind of came up with a little different approach. We've had constituents out there from across the state discussing this issue for quite some time on some various types of vehicles, and one of the alternatives in this bill is in lieu of the front license plate that there was a requirement for a window sticker And I had talked to the patrol about this, and it was somewhat better a way of identifying the vehicle and tying it to the other plate. So this one certainly gives an opportunity to instead of, you know, on vehicles that really don't have on certain sports vehicles the way of putting a front plate on there, this gives them, instead of just not having anything at all, has a window sticker that will be displayed, and you know, would be the requirement for that. And I ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator. Regarding Senate File 104, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen. Co.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
No.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
No.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
No.
Von Platern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Christensen, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 13 ayes, 16 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 104, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 104 has failed introduction. Senate File 102, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 102, sponsored by Senator Bebout, State Land Management, an act relating to state lands.
Right, Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 24-1, I move for the introduction of Senate File 102, State Lands Management. Members of the Senate, this bill goes back to a management audit report that was concluded in 1998 that said we ought to look at consolidating within the OSLIB, which is the Office of State Lands Board, all of the information relative to our trust lands, so we could have one place where we would see the titles, the deeds, and everything. Subsequent to that, we had another audit done and completed in 2010 that went further to that and talked about a GIS system to finally conclude that we would have all of the state trust lands under the OSLI, or the OSLI, and we would be able to gather that data there. After that audit report went out, they also requested by letter of now Governor Meade to, in fact, do the non-trust lands and have them located under the OSLI. Mr. President, what this bill does, since now we, in fact, have all of our non-trust and trust lands located within the OSLI, it further allows them to make recommendations to the Board of Land Commissioners and the authority to make these recommendations regarding purchase, lease, or disposal of lands. And, Mr. President, the whole purpose of this is to put into the hands of the people that know the most about our state lands the ability to make those decisions. Mr. President, there are several areas that have their own statutes and probably will not be included and are not included in this bill, and they include the YDOT, Game and Fish, State Engineer, and University of Wyoming. So they will not be included in this. It will be the other departments. And one important part of this, Mr. President, is the money received from this will go to the general fund. And the last thing, Mr. President, is we've had a situation in Fremont County dealing with a particular agency who had a lot of difficulty in trying to get the highest and best use out of a parcel of land. We can't seem to make any progress. I don't think they're really qualified to make those decisions. I think it should be handled with the experts. I ask for your support.
Thank you. Senate File 102, Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen, Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins, Peterson, Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 102, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is to sign to Committee Number 5. Agriculture. Senate File 107, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 107, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, Public Works Contracts, and Act Relating to the Administration of Government.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File 107, Public Works Contracts, under the rules of allowing for bills during a budget session. Mr. President, this is an interim bill that came out of an effort started 2 years ago to get better control of contractor and preferences, to get our state agencies to make a stronger effort to use Wyoming workers, Wyoming contractors, and Wyoming material men in the contracting process throughout state government. You'll recall that we passed a bill last year that had a duration of 2 years, which will be expiring. This bill is intended to pick up the gap, to front forward some of these provisions. I urge your support of this. Again, it's a contractor preference bill. It is an interim topic, and there is a companion bill that the Minerals Committee have. They're both important. I would urge your support.
Thank you, Senator. Regarding Senate File 107, would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick. Esquivel, Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 107, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 93, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 93, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss, Casper Aquifer Land Acquisition, an act relating to protection of a water resource.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction of Senate File 93, Casper Aquifer Land Acquisition, and hope the Senate will have a favorable consideration. Mr. President, in order to ensure that this piece of legislation and this proposed land deal is subject to the full scrutiny of the legislature, we have taken and proposed a piece of legislation that gives us the opportunity to review it. Mr. President, as you know and as the body knows, the governor's recommendation included $15 million for preservation of the Casper Aquifer by land acquisition and purchase. That $15 million is currently profiled in the budget, contingent upon passage of this bill due to an amendment by the JAC so that we can be sure that everyone has a chance to look at this. Now, I think we've all talked about this bill, and there's a lot of concern and consideration as to how this bill goes forward. But I'd like to briefly explain the bill in what it does in its current form and then move forward with a little bit of discussion. The way the bill is constructed right now is it requires that the director of the State Lands and Investment Board, with the advice of the Attorney General and consent of the governor, negotiate to acquire land over the aquifer recharge zone. If that land is acquired, public meetings shall be held to discuss what to do with the land. And then following those public meetings, the results would be reported to the Joint Ag Committee within 3 months of the acquisition to basically determine what they would recommend to this body for the fate of that land. So it's pretty vague as far as what the approach is, but the key is the acquisition of the land by the SLIB. Mr. President, this is an important issue for our community. As a matter of fact, this is among the most important, if not the most important, issues for our community right now. It has the full support of our legislative delegation. It has unanimous support by the City Council, shown through a resolution of support that you have in this packet, among many other pieces of information. It has the unanimous support of our county commissioners, which is, again, shown in a letter of support in that package. Now, Mr. President, if we could buy this land, we would. If we could bond enough money for this land, we would do so. If we had additional tax base available to us, we would purchase it using that. But unfortunately, Mr. President, we are at our limit of what we're able to afford, and in this situation, we come asking for support from the state,
Senator.
Mr. President. Now, this is an issue that is an issue of water quality. It's an issue of open spaces and recreation. It's an issue of economic development, and it's a university issue. It's a complicated issue, Mr. President, and I hope we can move it for introduction, begin to discuss it in committee, and then hopefully have the support of the Senate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Chief Clerk will call the roll on Senate File 93.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe. Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
no.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
no.
Hines,
no.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
conflict.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins, Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
no.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 22 ayes, 6 noes, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
Senate File 93, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to committee. Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 92, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File Number 92, sponsored by Senator Hastert, Professional Licensing Military Members, an Act Relating to Professions and Occupations.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Rule 24-2 and ask.
Senator Hastert, just pause for a second. I'm having a little difficulty with that. All right. It looks like you're going to be able to stay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move for introduction of Senate File 92, Professional License of Military Members, and ask for your favorable consideration. The short version of this is basically that if we have military members transferred into the state of Wyoming, and their spouses come along with them, let's say a cosmetologist, for example, gives an opportunity, and they come from a state, they're licensed and accredited in another state, they gives them an avenue to get a temporary license and get to work a little quicker. Mr. President, members of the Senate, studies have shown that, you know, one of the things that military individuals look at in remaining in the military is to be able to, the ability for their spouses to work also. And so this is just, you know, and military is, those of you in the military, they're transferred quite a bit around the country, and in the bill, you know, it states that the states that where they would be coming from have to offer at least as stringent or more stringent rules than the state of Wyoming. Then once the temporary license is issued, then the full process begins where they, you know, get the background checks and all that. But this is just an avenue of getting them to work and helping the military families along, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 92. Chief Clerk, please call a roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case. Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 92, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have the privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Up in the balcony, fellow senators, are some folks who are pretty close to my heart. It's our GEAR UP students from Central Wyoming. Down here, GEAR UP stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Post-Secondary Education, and that's what our students are doing down here today, visiting Laramie County Community College and, of course, visiting the legislature. I'm very proud of the staff that's here with them. Glad to have these students with us. Would you help me give them a big welcome to the Senate?
Welcome, students. Welcome to the Capitol. And you can see we're geared up down here, too. So, Senate File 103, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 103, sponsored by Senator Dockstader, School Finance Alternative Schools, an act relating to school finance.
Senator Dockstader.
Pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 103 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, this legislation seeks to eliminate the moratorium that's been placed on our alternative schools in the state. The moratorium has left schools out that want to proceed with an alternative program. I already have one in my own home district. It's very successful, turns lives around, points students to a better life. These are students that may have been lost in regular school curriculum. Now they're turning to better, more successful careers. My wife and I always make sure that in our May schedule, we have time to attend our alternative school graduation. We've seen many personal success stories. This legislation allows the school districts that currently don't have alternative programs the opportunity to share in those same success stories. This legislation allows the creation of the alternative school if a formal evaluation has been completed, the at-risk students have been identified, specific plans are made for these students, and quality learning programs are applied with formal evaluations and necessary reports. This legislation requires that the school is provided through existing facilities already operated and maintained by the district and meeting state standards. No new construction, existing facilities only. In one case, we have a school district in Wyoming. Not only can accomplish this through existing facilities, local industry is contributing $90,000 to the school district for just such a program. And more industry funding is expected if the moratorium is lifted. In this instance, private industry is interested in hiring the students that come from such a successful program. It's time to lift the moratorium. It's time to include students that don't fit into the regular mold, but have all the potential necessary to succeed. I've seen it in our own district, and now there are other students in Wyoming awaiting for this same success. If the answer lies only in lifting the moratorium for a short time and then sunsetting the program, then allow the legislation to proceed to the committee for proper adjustments. This is an equity matter. We have students waiting. We have existing buildings in place. We even have private funding ready to assist. Please allow this legislation to proceed into the committee, and let's experience some more student success stories around the state of Wyoming.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 103, would Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick? Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 16 ayes, 13 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 103, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, Senate File 103 has failed introduction. Senate File 100, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 100, sponsored by Senator Ross, Water and Sewer District Boundary Changes, an act relating to water and sewer districts.
In the absence of the sponsor, okay, Senator Perkins, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we know, Senator Ross is excused this morning and asked if I would stand in for this. Senate File 100 is a bill brought to you by the good majority floor leader. The purpose of this bill is to reestablish procedures for changing boundaries for water and sewer districts. This bill covers both the inclusion and exclusion of property. It allows property owners to petition the county commissioners to have their property excluded from a water and sewer district if they don't take or use the services of the district. But the property owner would still be subject to its share of the district's indebtedness incurred while the property was a part of the district. It will also allow a procedure for a property owner to petition the county commissioners to have their property included in the water and sewer district after it was created. The included property would not be subject to indebtedness incurred prior to the time that it was added, but would be subject to fees for bringing water and sewer lines to their property. In 1998, the legislature deleted these provisions, trying to rely upon a statute in the Special District Elections Act of 1994. These provisions are similar to the provisions that were in the water and sewer district statutes for decades prior to their repeal in 1998. The one-size-fits-all approach did not work with respect to the water and sewer district and created numerous inconsistencies in the water and sewer district statutes. In an effort to change the boundaries of a water and sewer district for exclusion, the district court recently looked into the Special District Elections Act statutes. That statute had language that led the district court to hold that the county commissioners had authority to change the boundaries of a district pursuant to the water and sewer district statutes, but because of the reference to and language in the Special District Elections Act, there was no procedure to change the boundaries. The district court simply stated the Special District Elections Act of 1994 provides no means by which property can be removed or excluded from a water district. Also stated it is not the court's prerogative to usurp the power of the legislature by deciding what should have been said. On appeal to Wyoming Supreme Court, the district court was upheld, holding that the county commissioners had the authority to change the boundaries, but there are no longer a procedure to follow because of the reference to the Special District Elections Act and its language. So obviously what this does is provide that ability for the county commissioners to allow people to move in and out of these water sewer districts as circumstances and the preference of the private property owner's rights would exist. And so with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration on Senate File 100, and indeed, I don't think I moved that, but I would move it at this time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, having moved Senate File 100 for introduction, we will now vote on Senate File 100. Ask the Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick? Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer? Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 2 noes, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
Senate File 100, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 97, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File Number 97, sponsored by Senator Von Flatern, Wyoming Retirement Act, an act relating to the Wyoming Retirement Act.
Senator Von Flatern, go ahead, please.
For introduction of Senate File 97, and ask for the body's favorable vote. This is the Wyoming Retirement Act, and as my good chairman said, this is the one you have not heard of. So it's what this one is trying to do is keep at least as funded as we are today, the retirement programs within the state. So there's been some changes that were suggested by the Wyoming retirement system itself, and those changes begin on page 2, which is to take from 3 years, now you get your retirements based on your 3 highest years. Remember, this is all new employees. This is nobody that's in the system today. They're all grandfathered in with the agreement they have. For new employees after August 31st of 2012 will now base your retirement on the highest 5 years average of pay instead of 3. And that's on page 2B, page 2, capital A at the bottom, becomes an employee for whom contributions are made for services performed on or after, once again, after September 2012, and was not previously a contributing member. There could be reasons that you were contributed before, went off to the military, something else, came back to the state. So if you're not a previously contributing member, this pertains to you, these new changes. And that is addressed, left service for 4 years. You get credit service. That's page 3 in the middle, triple I. The other thing is that we're going to, on page 4, except as provided, normal retirement benefits under the system are payable to a member who has at least 4 years of service credit, is at least 60 years of age, and is not subject to the paragraph, little double I, which is back on page 3. So to sum this up in as little time as we have, if you go to your fiscal note, at the back of the bill, those 3 bullets will tell you exactly what this bill is doing, is that we're going from 3-year average highest pay to 5-year average highest pay. Benefits are equal to 2% of the highest average salary multiplied by the number of years you work. So if you work 20 years and retire, you got 2 times 20, you got 40% of your highest 5-year average. And we go from payable to a member who has at least 4 years of service and at least 65. We raise it from 60 to 65. So in order to keep this about 80% funded, we need to make a few changes in it for new employees. Has nothing to do with those that are in the system today and will only maintain about 85% full funded even 40 years down the road. So I ask for your favorable vote for these few changes.
Thank you. Senate File 97, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geist.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines. Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer. Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross is excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 97, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 2. Appropriations. Senate File 98, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 98, sponsored by Senator Nicholas, Higher Education Civic Service Programs, an act relating to higher education.
Go ahead, Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for
introduction of Senate File 98, Higher Education Civic Services Programs. Folks, what this bill proposes to do is for those folks that are receiving the Hathaway Scholarship to require that they provide 12 hours of civic service. It can be almost anything per semester. It seems to me that the Hathaway Scholarship Program has been a great program, but one of the things we also want to teach is part of receiving that program and the funds through this wonderful opportunity is civic service. There's all kinds of things that can be done. One of the things that the bill proposes is that the community colleges and the UW would provide, for example, Hathaway cleanup days so the students could go out and clean up the campus, pick up trash, do things, make our community look better. There's other ways to provide this service, either donated to communities or for public nonprofits. But it seems to me that it's a great program. It should be an honor to receive it, but one of the paybacks is simply to provide 12 hours of community service just to remember that there's other parts of civic responsibility. I urge your support.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 98. Chief Clerk, please call a roll.
Barnard.
Nice-looking candidate.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Everything ought to be for free, huh?
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Hines,
Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross excused, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 24 ayes, 5 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 98, having received a two-thirds majority, is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Yes, Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, if I could have the privilege of the floor.
Yes.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, I would like you to introduce our middle school teacher, Mrs. Tommy Sue Willie, and elementary schools from them, please.
Welcome, students, and you traveled a considerable distance to get here today. We hope you enjoy yourselves. Senate File 95, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 95, sponsored by Senator Dockstetter, Emergency Medical Service Special Districts, an act relating to special districts.
Good, Senator Dockstetter.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 95, Emergency Medical Services Special Districts, for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. The topic of this legislation was brought to my attention as we reviewed the special districts. We found nothing specific in the improvement in service districts for a provision that would include medical services special districts. We have adequate districts or powers of districts for water, sanitation, collection, and treatment of disposal of sewage and garbage, in addition to playgrounds, golf courses, swimming pools, and recreational buildings. There's also considerations for street maintenance, lighting, and other infrastructure, etc., but we still don't have in statute, it does not clearly provide for medical services. So with Senate File 95, we've created a provision for medical services. The legislation also allows for agreements with any public or private agency, institution, or person furnishing such services. This includes the collection for the medical services and the authority to charge the rates and then direct the revenue to the district. Ask the Senate for your favorable consideration. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Chief Clerk, call a roll. Senate File 95.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 ayes, 3 noes, 1 excused.
Senate File 95, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 101, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 101, sponsored by Senator Ross, Special Districts, Exclusion of Property, an act relating to special districts.
Go ahead, Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I would, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, move Senate File 101, Special Districts, Exclusion of Property, and ask for favorable consideration. Again, I'm standing in for the sponsor of the bill, who's unable to be here this morning. What this is again, it's a companion bill to the one we spoke about just a moment ago. It's in reference to and as a result of a district court case that we've referred to earlier. It's similar, and what the purpose of this bill is to go back and address the court's decision relating to the interpretation of Section 307 of the Special Districts Elections Act of 1994, primarily removing what the court determined to be a sunset date in the statute, which effectively eliminated the statute. The purpose of the bill is to reestablish the procedures for changing the boundaries for all special districts, allowing for the exclusion of property from a special district under certain circumstances by amending the statute that provides for exclusion. It allows property owners to petition to have their property excluded from a district if they do not take use or benefit from the services of the district, but the property owner would still be subject to its share of the district's indebtedness that incurred while the property was a part of the district. The history is similar to the Senate file we referred to a few moments ago, but the statute being amended that was added in 1998 was in an attempt to deal with an issue for fire districts only. As a result, the language is not applicable to other districts. In order to limit the effect of that legislature in the 1998 special session, which added a date of March 1999 to the statute. However, the court interpreted that date as eliminating the exclusion procedures such that no property could ever be excluded again from a special district. This bill is intended to reestablish that procedure and to modify the statute such that it would better fit all of the districts that come under the special election district. With that explanation, I'd ask for your favorable consideration on introduction.
Thanks, Senator. Senate File 101, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Dockstader. Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson. Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 24 ayes, 4 noes, 1 excused, 1 conflict.
Senate File 101, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. From the list that you have, we're gonna change the order a little bit, and so that I can come out of the chair. So, Senator Nicholas, would you like to do your bill at this moment? And then we'll go to Senator Meyer, and then do my thing. Go ahead. We'll read the bill in first. Senate File 99, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 99, sponsored by Senator Nicholas, Guardian Ad Litem Program, an act relating to children.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move under the Senate rules for the introduction of Senate file number 99, Guardian Ad Litem Program. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall that we started the GAL, Guardian Ad Litem Program, through the Supreme Court. Over time, it was determined that it really would be better administered more effectively and efficiently through the Public Defender's Office. They're actually in the business of hiring lawyers. They have great experience in this. And so what this really does is codify the practice that we're currently performing to allow for the continuation of the programs and administration under the Public Defender Program. I urge your support of the bill.
Thank you. Senate File 99, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon? Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 99, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary.
Senate File 96, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 96, sponsored by Senator Meyer, elected official salaries, an act relating to state official salaries.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. Vice President, pursuant to Senate Rule 24-1, I move Senate File 96 for introduction. Mr. Vice President, everyone has handed out this sheet here. You probably have it here by now. Hopefully you do. It's on top. This is just one sheet of several. I didn't want to kill all the trees, but this gives you a representation about some of the salary structures that we have in state government. There's 339 people who receive more than any of the top five elected officials in state government, and this does not include UW or any of the community colleges or any place outside of just state government. So it does include, however, the judiciary also. Now, I have highlighted my copy here, and these are the folks that receive more money than the governor. And I haven't taken time to count them, but as you can see, there's a good deal on every page, and there's quite a few on the one page. In fact, practically all of our, well, I wouldn't say all of our, but I think we got four or five of our LSO staff that make substantially more than the governor at this time. What this bill is, gives us an opportunity to take a look at those salary structures. The effective date of this bill is not until, if you look on page 3, 2016. And you may ask yourself the questions, well, why are we bringing it here today? What's the reason for that if it's not going to be effective until after two elections? And frankly, the reason for that is that I didn't want to have any appearance that this bill could possibly in any way reflect on our current governor's salary. And so that's why I went clear out to 2016. We'll reflect on none of the people, more likely than not, that are present now. Some of them may decide to continue to provide public service to the state, but I wanted it to go past two elections. It also is tied currently to the salaries of the judiciary. That, as actually my good sponsor, and there's a little characterization there we could go through, pointed out that may be problematic, and we could probably have some discussion on that. And as to the sponsorship, I didn't catch it, but it was Nicholas P. rather than Nicholas B., so I'm going to have to thank Nicholas B. the next time I see him.
30 seconds.
So I would ask for your favorable consideration, and we'll have an opportunity to take a look at this issue.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen. Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
No.
Esquibel.
No.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson, Landon,
no.
Martin,
no.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Fletern,
aye.
President Anderson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing vote closed. Christensen, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 15 ayes, 14 noes, 1 excused.
Set of file 96, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote, set of file 96 has failed introduction. Senate File 94, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 94, sponsored by Senator Anderson. BOCES Court-Ordered Placement Costs, an act relating to court-ordered placement of children.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I would move, pursuant to Rule 24-1, for introduction, Senate File 94, having to do with BOCES court-ordered placements. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those bills that came to me kind of late in the 11th hour, but even in a busy budget session, I thought it merited my attention. Deal with a couple of acronyms. One has already been used, BOCES, BOCES. That's Board of Educational Services. There's a number of around the state. They do different things, but the things that we're referring to in the bill that they do is provide special education for services for school districts around the state that are sophisticated enough that they cannot be done locally. And so they go to these BOCES for this help. They also provide other services, but that's the service we're going to talk about. I'm going to use an IEP, another acronym. That's Individualized Educational Plan. And with that in mind, what I really to put this, I think, as carefully or at least simply as I can, what happens, many instances we have children in our public schools that have special education needs are beyond the ability of those local districts to provide. So then these children can go to these BOCES or special education centers and get the services necessary that we're obligated under law to provide for them. Well, doing that, there's a flow of money, and sometimes the way our system is set up, these monies don't always flow directly with the children. And what happens, school districts, as most of us know now, get 100% reimbursement for services that we provide. These children go on to a BOCES, and for whatever reason, and this needs to be examined. That's the essence of the bill. We need to look into this. We need to examine it. Those monies don't get to the BOCES in order to provide the services that those BOCES are obligated under law to provide. There's also another issue involved with those BOCES quite often take court COPS kids or court-ordered placements. Well, there's an inequality between the amount of reimbursement and funds that BOCES receive for BOCES children out of public school or what they might receive from court-ordered placements because of these flow of funds coming through DFS in one direction and perhaps to the Board of, or to the Department of Education in the other. I'll be honest, I don't know all the details, but this needs to be looked in carefully, and so my objective is to get this introduced, give it to the Education Committee, then they can do a very careful examination and require what the conflict is between the statute, the law, and the obligation of all parties so these children receive the services that they are obligated to receive under the law and certainly what they deserve. So with that, I would ask your favorable consideration to move this forward for further study. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. The clerk will call the roll.
Barnard.
Aye.
Hebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate File 94, having received a two-thirds majority, the vote is referred to Committee Number 4. Mr. President. You may. Let me get your mic.
Mr.
Vice President, up in the balcony above, a group of teachers, Secretary of Citizens, teachers of American government, a whole bunch of teachers
that are here to be involved in a kind of an extensive program with, along with the Supreme Court and a number of others, and an initiative and an effort to bring a better understanding of not only government at the federal level, but at our level. And I had the distinct privilege of visiting and talking with them a bit this morning. I could go in great detail, but what they're trying to do is make sure that, or at least an effort, that people better understand us. And I know we go around often feeling like nobody likes us, nobody understands us. They're with us, and they're along our side in order to bring this to the public. So would you please welcome this very valuable group of teachers in the balcony above. Reports from standing committees.
February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 40, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Hastert, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, Von Flatern, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agricultural, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 47, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Driscoll, Emmerich, Geis, and Hicks, Senator Geis, Chairman. February the 17th, 2002, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 30, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Hastert, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, Von Flatern, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 45, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Driscoll, Emmerich, Geis, and Hicks, Senator Geis, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agricultural, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 18, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Driscoll, Emmerich, Geis, and Hicks, Senator Geis, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 52, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Cole, Jennings, Landon, and Rothfuss, Senator Cole, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 37, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Martin, Nutting, Schiffer, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. February the 16th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 33, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Hastert, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, Von Fladeren, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 27, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Perkins, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 39, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Perkins, Chairman. February the 17th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 25, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins. No, Senator Burns, Senator Perkins, Chairman. February the 16th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 41, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Dockstader, Dreskel, Escobel, Senator Burns, Chairman. February the 16th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 35, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Hastert, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, Von Fladeren, Senator Nicholas, Chairman.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, Senate File 37, Medicaid waiver funding sponsored by the Joint Labor Committee, which was just read in, carries an appropriation, and I ask that it be referred to the Appropriations Committee pursuant to Senate rules.
Thanks, Senator Scott. The request is that Senate File 37 be re-referred to the Appropriations Committee. Are there any objections? Seeing none, that will be done. Senator Geis.
Appropriation.
Thank you. Request is that Senate File 18 be referred to Senate to Committee Number 2. Are there any objections? Seeing none, that will be done. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, Senate File 41, which was just read in, Senate File 41, Wolf Management, has an appropriation on it, and I ask that you re-refer it to Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
Thank you. The request being Senate File 41 be referred to Committee Number 2. Are there any objections? Seeing none, that will be done. Any other items? I want to confer with the clerk for just a moment before. Bill's on second reading. Senate File 15, second reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 15, Advanced Conversion Technology Task Force Amendments.
There are no amendments. Senate File 15, or question? Seeing none, Senate File 15, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection,
It is so ordered. Senate File 17, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 17, sponsored by the Travel Committee.
There are no amendments. Senate File 17, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Senate File 19, second reading of the bill.
Second, Senate File number 19, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
There is an amendment. I believe that's the Scott Amendment. I'd ask that that be read in at this time.
Senate File 19, second reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 5.
Senator Scott, would you like to move that amendment?
Mr. President, I move adoption of this amendment. Mr. President, what this amendment does is goes to the paragraph on page 5, lines 14 through 18 that was discussed at some length yesterday in Committee of the Whole. And what it does is it removes this paragraph from the bill so the law will stay exactly as it is right now. Relates to no predatory animal fees being collected on livestock that are being just shipped within the state. This amendment, by taking it out, leaves the law right the way it is right now. There were questions yesterday because the wording of it, whether it applied to corporations, that being a very frequent ownership means of livestock, and there was further discussion that it was unconstitutional. I have been shown a memo from the LSO that it basically says, yeah, it's unconstitutional, that what we violate the interstate commerce provision with that. So what this does is take this out of the bill, leaves the bill otherwise intact, and leaves the law in this regard as it is right now.
Thank you. Questions of the sponsor of the amendment? Seeing none, the question before us in regard to second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 19. All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That amendment has passed. We are now back on the bill. Any further questions? Seeing none. Senate File 19, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. I'm going to pause just a second. Mr. Appointed Temporary Majority Floor Leader Coe, do you have a motion for us?
Yeah, Mr. President, I believe you're on third reading and consent list.
I'm sorry?
Third reading and consent list, or do you want to?
Well, I think what we'll do, if at your beckon and call, I think we'll maybe break right here for lunch.
Okay, Mr. President, and I'll make the motion like the former Majority Floor Leader should make it. I move the Senate rise to leave and return some other time. No, actually, Mr. President, I move that the Senate beg leave to rise and sit again and be in recess until 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
1:30, Mr. President.
1:30.
I can change my mind.
Okay. After all, the art of this whole process is compromise. I appreciate your position. Are there any announcements? Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, will meet in 15 minutes after adjournment in room S18 to consider the following bills. Senate File 84, County Commissioner with Special Expertise. Senate File 85, General Permits. Senate File 86, Greenhouse Gas Air Quality Regulations. Senate File 75, Business Ready Community Program Planning. And Senate Joint Resolution 2, Riverton Uranium Mill Tailings Remedial Action. And, Mr. President, since we're coming back a little bit early, we will continue to work these bills upon adjournment of the Senate. And also a heads up, Mr. President, Senate File 93 that was voted for introduction today and assigned to the Minerals Committee, we'll try to get that heard as quickly as we can next week, possibly Wednesday. and we'll be doing it in 302 if it's available.
Senator Bebout, I appreciate you and the members of your committee being flexible and giving us a little opportunity to get out somewhat early. So thank you, committee members as well. Senator Perkins, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number one judiciary will meet Monday, February the 20th at 8 a.m. in room S1 to consider the following bills. Senate File 29, SPICE definition amended. Senate File 24, property exempt from execution. Senate File 28, governmental claims liability limits. Senate File 46, liens, fuel consumed in a project, and if time permits, Senate File 81, Medicaid fraud recovery.
Thank you. Senator Nicholas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm looking for my notification, but we have the Senate Appropriations is going to meet on adjournment to consider two minerals bills. And I've lost the notification, if somebody catches that. Meanwhile, we also are going to meet on Monday morning at 8 a.m. to consider the following. I've got it here. The minerals bills are Senate File 12, Nuclear Energy Task Force Extension, and Senate File 14, Nuclear Hybrid Energy System Related Projects. That's today on adjournment. At 8 a.m., Mr. President, we're going to be meeting to consider Senate File 9, allocation of sales tax paid on diesel and highways, Senate File 11, Veterans Skilled Nursing Centers, and Senate File 105, School Capital Construction Bill. Mr. President, we may be adjusting these to consider at a more rapid rate, particularly for re-referrals. Recall the re-referrals don't have the same prior day notification, but we want to get these bills out. So for those of you that have bills that are being re-referred, and you want them faster than you think that we're getting them up, please talk to us. We'll get them out.
Thank you. Other announcements? You've all heard that very profound motion that was made earlier. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those, no. That motion is passed, and the Senate shall stand recess until 1:30 p.m. this afternoon. We are at recess.